Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Six-pack time. Six-pack is sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. It is time for our six-pack of defensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
Because the offense stunk, I put the negative special team stuff in the offensive six-pack. I do feel, though, fair to give Tyler Loop a shout here on the defensive side, as he made all five of his kicks, including his first basic game-on-the-line-ish kind of kick, the 44-yarder to tie the game. And frankly, with what they dealt with yesterday, it's tough to find a whole lot defensively, but Tyler Loop is my six.
I put special teams here. Like, I kind of look at special teams as an offshoot of the defense. I've long established that. And there were far too many miscues on special teams. It wasn't smart enough. It wasn't good enough. And there was definitely a penalty committed by someone who could not be construed as an offensive player in any way, shape, or form that directly led to this being a closer contest than it needed to be and effectively was a turnover and ended up costing them 3 points. So the special teams, big looper and stout aside, have to get cleaned up.
Number five.
They're pretty solid against the run. I'm not going to go crazy with it. Because when the quarterback, you don't have to fear beating you with a downfield pass whatsoever. It allows you to blitz on early downs and call it a run blitz. It allows you to attack the line of scrimmage with abandon. There was no way Gabriel was going to hurt them in that weather. And then Sanders, come to find out, had never even been with the starters before, even in, you know, minicamp. So I'm not going to go crazy with it. But outside of one drive where it looked like Judkins might be a problem, they continue to make some gains against the run. I would just say stay tuned.
Defense got off the field. They were 2-for-15, the Browns were, on third and fourth down. Again, yes, everything has to be factored in with the prism of who the quarterbacks were, but I'm old enough to remember a time when the Ravens defense could not get off the field, so I do have to give them credit.
Number four.
One of the things I thought they could have some joy, I thought Gabriel would use the tight ends as a bit of a security blanket. He's got two decent tight ends. And then Sanders, same thing. They combined for three catches for 32 yards, and Fannin had a 25-yarder on the final drive. So before that, it was 2-for-8.
Four is where I put Kyle Hamilton. I mean, he checked every box you could possibly check. He's involved in the pass rush. More tackle for loss categories. He's getting his hands on footballs. look, their defense has improved in a lot of ways since week seven. And he's the primary reason why. He's the primary and second. He's the top three reasons why.
I'll go Jason in the first half with having Hamilton. I'm sure it's probably higher for you, Ken. But he was a stud yesterday, man. I mean, just totally filling up the stat sheet and was a menace in the backfield all game long.
Six-pack of defensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
They had a pass rush. They were willing to go completely aggro. Again, it's a bad offensive line, and it's two kids who don't have any business playing quarterback in the NFL right now. But they took full advantage of it, and I thought Van Noy would say, remember me, and we got that. And we weren't sure if Mike Green was going to play, but even he flashed a little bit. It wasn't maybe the Draymond Jones game from a week before, but he was certainly present. We saw defensive backs get involved in the mix. Linebackers like Trenton Simpson get all three people at all three levels got involved in harassing the quarterback, and it's going to take that all hands on deck mentality from here on out. Again, I would just caution you, that wasn't an NFL offense they faced.
Shout out Shadobe Awuzie, who made maybe the play of the game, passed a Gage Larvardian, who the best throw Shador Sanders made in a short time there, and Awuzie was able to knock the ball out of his hands in the end zone. And quite frankly, Awuzie, save for the Chiefs game, when he's been on the field, he's been really good for the Ravens.
Number two.
Two is Zach Orr dialed it up, the pass rush, and especially when Shador got in there, part of me thought he's going to try to just mess with him and sit back because he doesn't try. No, he went after him. He went after him over and over and over again, came at him from all angles. Even DBs were coming at him on blitzes. I appreciate the aggressiveness. Just hit him as much as possible. Make him feel it.
Two is where, look, all that pass rush is great. If it doesn't result in takeaways, you're screwed. They got hands on the football. I'm sitting there watching Dillon Gabriel pretend to play quarterback early in the second quarter, saying they're going to turn this kid over, right? Like they've got to turn this kid over. They've got to get hands on the football as a secondary. And they did that. And Wiggins had a momentum changing play. And Awuzie, for me, saved the game. We wouldn't be sitting here giving everybody flowers as great as the defense played. If Shador Sanders wins this game with a two-point conversion or sends this game to overtime, I think we're sitting there saying, how the hell did that happen? Awuzie made a great individual play. Hands on the football.
Number one.
You want to wager to guess which NFL defense has allowed the fewest offensive touchdowns in the league since week seven?
I'm going to say the Ravens.
Three. Ben, don't break. At the end of the day, I don't care who the quarterback is. I don't care where you're playing the game, Jupiter, the moon, whatever. You refuse to let them score touchdowns. Even if your offensive line sucks, even if your special teams is hell-bent on giving the game away, it takes a lot of field goals to win. Three offensive touchdowns allowed since week seven. Yeah, there's a buy-in there, but whatever. It's pretty impressive.
Number one, next to Myles Garrett, Kyle Hamilton was the best player on the football field yesterday. 9 tackles, 6 solo, 1 sack, 3 tackles for loss, 2 pass defense, 1 quarterback. He filled up the stat sheet. Kind of looked like a defensive player of the year candidate, at least yesterday.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, I think you can easily say that might have been one of his best games of his career. Yeah. Garrett's going to win defensive player of the week, but if Garrett didn't play in that game,
yes, he is.
If Garrett didn't play in that game, Hamilton definitely would be taking home the award.
By the way, one more hat tip to Myles Garrett for making my prediction on his sacks.
Yeah, you called
it. He got four in the first half, put up the four, and said, I'm done for the rest of the game.
I'll own it again, man. I laughed at you. I was saying, Lamar's not going to be holding the football enough for him to get four sacks. Boy, was I way wrong.
Ravens win 23-16 yesterday. John Harbaugh had his weekly Monday press conference a couple hours ago. What did he say? We'll hear it in just a few minutes. And Charles Davis from CBS, he was on the call for Ravens-Browns. He'll be on the call again, Ravens and Jets. He joins us at 5:30 here on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Fan.
Right. Well, just, you know, a lot of different things. I mean, you know, each play is a little bit different. Some plays could have been executed better. Some plays, they did a great job of defending, you know, tried to run it a couple of times, maybe didn't get it in. But bigger picture is, you know, that's an important part of the field for us. We want to score touchdowns down there, you know, and you at least want to, you want to protect the three as well. You know, we didn't do that one time with a kind of a fluky play, but we need to score touchdowns down there. It's going to definitely continue to be a point of emphasis. It has been, and we want to be more successful down in the red zone for sure.
John Harbaugh talking about the team's red zone struggles. And, Bone, you did a TMI earlier. They're bad in the red zone.
They're horrible. They're bottom five in the NFL in red zone offense. 29th, 47.2% conversion rate this year. Last year it was 74%. And Lamar, a 50% completion percentage. That's 32nd out of 34 qualified QBs.
Well, and if you really drill down on them trying to run the ball in the red zone and trying to run the ball in goal-to-go situations, especially goal-to-go situations outside the five, it's pretty atrocious. What is it? 15 red zone or 21 red zone carries for 17 yards or something like that?
Henry in goal to go situations, 19 carries for 17 yards.
Now, again, you're not looking for a whole lot of positive yards there, because usually you only need a little bit, but you don't want negative.
No.
You don't want more attempts than yards. One.
Backwards is bad.
Backwards is bad.
And again, I think they've been a little predictable, and I think they look at those situations and the machismo comes out, yep, and we can be tougher than you, and this will be the time our O-line bows up, and let's run it with the sledgehammer. Let's run it with the sledgehammer again. Oh, now it's third and whatever. Now we have to throw. And you take Bateman out of the mix. Likely just hasn't showed up in the red zone this year. No. So if you say he's a little bit, whatever, in a funk, in the weeds, So now we're back to, so you double Andrews, and then who else sees the ball in the air in the red zone? Nobody.
And you mentioned the targets. That was the most interesting thing looking at these numbers. DeAndre Hopkins, one target in the red zone.
It's
incredible.
It's the loneliest number.
It is very, very much so. Man, more from
better
John
than zero. But not much. Better.
Not much better.
Well, and he didn't catch that target. So zero catches.
Yes. In news broken on the show on Friday, Myles Garrett had four sacks in the game yesterday. Yeah. What could they have done any different to limit Myles Garrett?
We did about everything you can do. You know, we tried about everything you can do, and we blocked him a number
except
of times.
Blocking.
That's the kind of defense really that you want to try to hit big plays on. You know, that's really the way they're organized. We hit some big plays. You know, the red zone is probably the biggest thing. You know, if we could have got the job done down there a little better, we had a big scoring game. But it's always going to be that way when you play that defense, because that's they do a good job of creating chaos, and then especially him. You know, so that's kind of how it goes with him.
He created a lot of chaos in the first half.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
could have tackled him.
Game.
I guess
he. Wrecked the game. Yeah, like yeah.
I don't think they tried that.
No, they did not. I didn't see a lot of holding penalties.
there was.
No. They didn't try. The
there probably weren't enough.
Yeah, they should have tackled him at some point.
Should have held him more.
Because sometimes they miss that.
I don't think this
you
was
do it
one.
Every play. They're not calling every.
Yeah, they get bored.
I don't think this was one where it's Lamar trying to do too much and hold the ball forever. Mm. He was swarmed in the red zone a couple of times. No Justice Hill. Turned out to be a big, big, big deal. Like we thought it would be, and it was. Yeah, I figured this might be the case. Lamar Jackson is the second most sacked quarterback in the red zone this year. He's been sacked seven times. Now remember, he's been sacked seven times. He's only played seven games. The only guy who's been sacked more is Drake May. He's been in the red zone a whole lot because that offense has been pretty good.
A lot.
And he's been sacked eight times. Lamar Jackson's sack percentage. In the red zone, he's being sacked on 24.1% of his dropbacks in the red zone. But tell me this offensive line isn't an abject failure.
One out of every four plays.
Huh? One out of every four dropbacks, he's sacked in the red zone. Well, that's why they're not throwing more, but I still say you got to throw.
Well, the running
comes out real quick.
Unless you and you can't do the cutesy stuff all the time. But the only stuff that has worked like that sweep from Lamar, the sweep from Henry.
The league average is 7.1. So just do the math. They're more than three times, times the league average. Like the next most sacked guy is JJ McCarthy, who we know he's got issues at 17.4%. And again. Nine's only played in five games.
Like, that's bad. Nine, come on, man.
Of the rest of the league, so I'm going to take Jaden Daniels out of there too because he's only been in the red zone a couple times. He's only played six games. So if anybody who's played at least seven games this year, you got Lamar, 24% sack rate in the red zone. Next worst is Drake May at 15%. That's a chasm.
Yeah.
More
from Harbs. We documented... LaJonte Wester, not good yesterday. What did Harbs think of his punt returner?
Well, no, everyone's different, you know. So the one that's tailing away from him, that's, you know, you're on the run there. He definitely knows he doesn't want to catch that one. That's hopefully a learning experience. You know, it's been probably his first game playing in those kind of conditions with that kind of wind in AFC North.
Colorado.
Type of a stadium to experience that with that kind of a cutter ball. You know, it's a left-footed punter.
It's pretty big stadiums in college.
That's probably one of the most challenging, especially that end of that stadium. Really challenging ball. That's one you definitely want to get away from. And so he'll learn from that, I'm sure. And he did as the game went on. He let another one get on the ground, which was good.
Yeah.
Backing up like that, you know, I think he lost track of where he was at. Probably would have rather had him just let that go in the end zone. But there are times when we don't always make a hard and fast, you know, the old 10-yard line rule. Those days have changed a little bit because – heck, the ball can bounce at the eight and roll down to the one. That's not good. Or sometimes, you know, there's nobody near you, you know, and you've seen some long returns happen because it's a line drive and there's a lot of space and you don't mind backing up and returning some of those. We've had those over the years, all these years that we've been doing it. You don't want to harden fast too much, but you do want to have principles built around the rule. And you know, he's learning, you know, he's a rookie and I think he's really accountable and nobody works harder. I tell you, he works hard in practice every single day at it. He's very coachable. So I think he's going to continue to grow that way.
I couldn't help but think during that long response by Harbs, how do we think the worst returner that Chris
Harris
has?
Oh, that's a great question.
How would he have handled?
That's a great question.
And did he? Did the worst return?
We do have to explain that for people. Harbs said that they had Horton watch every punt returner in college football. And he ranked them. Yes, yes.
Ranked the best or worst?
Yes, he did.
How would the worst returner have handled that situation?
I do feel like halfway through there, and good for him to defend the rookie.
Sure. Yes.
But like, I think even he caught himself like halfway through realizing like, oh, this guy played at Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah. So
then it became like
windy there.
AFC North type stadium, which I don't know what that means so much. Because like, it's not like minor league baseball where, oh, he's never played with triple decker before, right?
Yeah.
When you come to the majors.
It's a whole different thing. Yeah.
Like, oh, it's not 11,000 people anymore, it's 45,000. Like, this kid's played in multiple stadiums that held 100,000 people.
I think Big 12.
I mean,
Colorado.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a big, they play major college games.
Yeah, and it's windy and it's snowy.
Gets windy in Colorado. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do want to point out because they're listening. Wyman Industries took the trip to Philly last night.
Yeah.
Did you?
Because the Lions.
Yeah, because the Lions played the Eagles last night.
That was a tough one.
Watched Dan Campbell go for one every fourth down.
Yeah.
That was fun.
If you're gonna have Ben Johnson calling those plays for him, it might have worked out.
Hey, might have. may have.
Hey, Ben, go for it. Oh no! Oh, it's that Mook Morton. I took the job from.
Yeah.
What do we got? What do we got? What do we got?
Man, kick a field goal. The Eagles aren't scoring. Kick a damn field goal.
Yeah, if he does it twice, he wins the game. Yeah. I mean, assuming it is a dome kicker or whatever, outdoors.
But you know, inside of 40, he kicked a 54-yarder late in the game. Alas, Ravens beat the Browns. Our friend Charles Davis was on the call for CBS. He'll be on the call again this Sunday as the Ravens take on the Jets. We talk to Charles next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ravens beat the Browns 23-16. Our next guest, Charles Davis, was on the call along with Andrew Catalan, Jason McCourty, and A.J. Ross. And they'll be on the call again this Sunday when the Ravens host the Jets. And Charles joins us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. So, Charles, if you're the Ravens, what do you glean from what you saw yesterday other than the fact that you got the win on the road in the division?
Yeah, you did. First of all, hello, guys. Good to talk with you again. And you guys know better than I do, so let me just go ahead and state the obvious. An AFC North win is never taken for granted. Yeah. Never. I mean, we can go through it all the time. I'm guarantee you there's some people listening to us that are listening to my voice right now, and they're rolling their eyes. And I would say I get it from the outside perspective. I truly do. You look at the teams. You look at where they are. You look at how the Ravens have been playing in recent weeks. Look at the Browns' overall record. You look at how they lost to the Jets, you know, things of that nature. And you're thinking, why are they not getting killed? Why are they not rolling these guys? But if you've been around the AFC North, if you've been around AFC North football over the years, what we saw yesterday was standard. And I'll guarantee you, it's not coach speak if John Harbaugh goes to the podium and goes, we are so happy to get a win. Yeah, we got to clean some stuff up, but to beat Cleveland and Cleveland, Myles Garrett, 4 sacks, yada, yada, yada. That's not coach speak. To me, that's just reality.
Well, Charles, John Harbaugh, when he did talk at the podium a couple hours ago, he said the biggest issue for this Ravens offense yesterday was red zone. And unfortunately, they're 29th in red zone offense after being first last year. They were automatic in short yardage situations last year, a 180 this year. What are you seeing? What needs to change there?
I think you know, I don't have any great solutions, but I did have thoughts. 2 of 5, obviously, against the – who was it the week before? The
Vikings.
The Vikings, sorry, on the road. And then we start this game, you know, nice drive, the whole deal, and red zone, and now you're 2 of 6 over 2 games, and it starts to roll, right? I don't know enough about it. We may find some stuff out later this week. There may be absolutely nothing. But my biggest question during the game in terms of what they were doing offensively was the first series I saw Lamar Jackson scramble and look pretty good. And we brought it up on air. You know, he had a sore knee, didn't practice. But it sure looked like he was good to go because he took off and went and the whole deal. Now, I know he's not running as much as he has in the past. That's probably by design, but at the same time, okay, sore knee, will he move? Well, he did. Maybe I'm wrong, but the movement became less and less as the game went on.
Yeah.
And then the opportunities of climbing the pocket, pulling the ball down and gashing him with a quick run just went out the window. And it felt like that was totally on purpose. So if it was on purpose and there is anything, and again, I don't know that there is or if they just consciously said, we're not doing that today. That took away some things that you would do in the red zone that I think, you know, have been tried and true and hurt teams in the past. Get Lamar on the perimeter, give him opportunity to have some run pass there, you know, do some other things. They did have that one where they rolled out, and I thought he was trying to throw back across field for D-Hop. And the coverage was good, and he got sacked. There was another third down. I thought they might move him, and it's a straight drop throw, and that didn't work. But then later in the game, remember, it wasn't a red zone play, but he did scramble out of the pocket, and he had a great opportunity if he wanted to run. I thought he had the angle on Delpit and would have easily outrun him if he chose to do so. But he ends up pulling up and throwing back into the inside because Zay Flowers did a nice job moving back inside and making himself presentable for a big throw and catch on a third and long. My whole point, as you can hear, is just very simply, did they decide consciously?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Lamar's decision? Or did the knee start to affect him maybe enough that, hey, I don't need to be out here running around. I can move a little bit, but the run game is taken out of it. I don't know. I don't know if it's an issue or not.
Well, let's spin it forward because you're on the call again this week. So his legs haven't been as much of a factor. He has been on the injury report. The goal line and red zone stuff has been bogged down all year. Bateman's one of their key explosives guys, and he's one of their key red zone targets. He's not coming back for a while. D-Hop doesn't have a catch in the red zone all year. But we haven't mentioned, I think, the elephant in the room, which is how much of this ultimately is traced back to the offensive line. And part of the reason Lamar doesn't want to run is he's a little worried about these guys, and he's been caught from behind in the pocket a few times this year. And, like, Myles Garrett's a hell of a player. He doesn't have a hat trick in the first half of every game he plays. He, like, that doesn't happen, like, every week. Like, how much of this is Monk and Lamar and everybody else just saying, we're going to scale this back, we're going to be what we have to be, and hopefully this new and improved defense can carry us because we can't win in the trenches?
Yeah, what's that great expression that's really gained momentum in our society? Well, two things can be true, or both can be true, right? Yeah. I'm hearing that all the time now. Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, this is the new, you know, I'm going to, he's being very intentional about what he's going about to do, right? You know, we have these things that pop up and we're wearing them out. And I think in this case, this one might be true, okay? A couple of things that go with it. Here's the thing that threw me yesterday a little bit. Didn't really throw me, but it's something I think that we came to as the game moved on. Myles Garrett, as you said, terrific player. Okay, 4 sacks on the game, hat trick in the first half. How many of those were quick sacks? The answer was none.
Yeah.
Okay, not that Myles Garrett wasn't a good player and didn't continue to rush and didn't throw a second and a third move and get there, but that was my point. Is that it wasn't that he just beat his opponent across the line of scrimmage right off the line. It wasn't Ronnie Stanley, right, or Rosengarten, or whoever it was, wherever he came from. Boom, he wasn't just like, boom, just left him in the dust, and now he's sitting in Lamar's lap. He had to do the whole rush, and in some cases threw a second or a third move, reaction, and then he got him. That meant to me coverage was good downfield. So you just talked about it, you know. D-Hop doesn't have a ton of catches, right? And for at one point, how many plays was he playing? Yep. Bateman doesn't play yesterday. Mark Andrews, great, congratulations, new record. You know, he's still Mark Andrews in so many ways, but is he the same option as he has been?
Right.
Because the number of throws aren't going there that way. So many things that go along with it. And, yes, the offensive line is, you know, you look at it and you say to yourself, hey, that's pretty darn good offensive line. But they have been a little bit more inconsistent than they have been in the past. So I think you roll it all together, and maybe that's what you have, some of that goes along with it. But I did think that this Cleveland Browns defense, I mean, I know they're 2-8. That's a legit D.
Oh, yeah.
They play well. They're cohesive. You know, as John Harbaugh and Todd Monken both said, they are a quick outcome defense. They make it that play, that ball is snapped, and they get upfield and force you to do stuff right here, right now. And if you don't have it ready to go, they're going to win that down. And they're really good at what they do. And I thought, once again yesterday, they demonstrated why they're legit. And I'll just leave it like this, guys. I'm an old, old dude. They remind me a little bit of the 1960s Detroit Lions. Whose defense was so overwhelming, just destroyed people. So sacked Bart Starr, the Packers, 12 times one Thanksgiving Day. But could not win the old NFL division or conference because Green Bay was in it and would have been a force if the playoff system was different because their offense was usually not very good. Mm.
Charles Davis, always great, man. Thank you so much for your
Thanks,
time.
Buddy.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, great to talk with you guys. Can't wait to get to Baltimore and get there one more time. It's been a while, but it's always fun.
Yes, sir. Always
enjoy.
Good talking
to you. Safe travels,
my
friend.
Have a crab cake.
Be good, guys. Take
Thank
care
you.
Of yourself. Bye-bye.
Charles Davis. He'll be on the call along with Andrew Catalan, Jason McCourty, and A.J. Ross, Ravens and Jets this Sunday. We'll come back, get the text of day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio, which will lead into Monday Night Football, Cowboys and the Raiders. Westwood One's coverage here on The Fan. I want to begin, before I get the text, I do want to apologize. I've been saying that Garrett had all 4 sacks in the first half. Obviously, he had the 4 sack in the third quarter.
He had a hat trick in the first half. By the third quarter.
He was so dominant, it just all blended for me. But he did have that 4 sack in the third quarter. Beltway Ben reminded me in my ear. So I just want to do a little cleanup there on aisle me.
But you called it. So
I did call four
Come
sets.
On, that's true. You did call
it. And then in the third quarter, he put the four up, and basically that was to alert the team he was done.
Yeah.
It was early third quarter.
I hit the number.
Yes. He's like, I predictions, you know. Alas. Beltway Ben, let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check.
Text of the day comes from Dave in Baltimore, who says, I will never complain about a divisional win on the road, but the offense better figure it out, and I'm confident Lamar will be able to lift this offense's play down the stretch.
Well, he better play better than he's played the last 2 weeks. But he's right, and Charles Davis said the same thing, guys. Like, you don't apologize for an AFC North road win.
They got to figure out the red zone. They have to figure out the red zone situation. It is nowhere near good enough right now.
What's that, 17 carries for 15 yards, Bum? 19 for 17?
It is.
You got the numbers backwards. It's definitely more carries than
19 carries for 17 yards. Yeah.
19 carries, 17 yards. In goal to go situation.
Yeah. That's not good.
Yeah. That's really bad.
Yeah, it's less carry the one. It's less than a yard.
And it's less than a yard per carry. Yeah. I can confirm that.
Yeah.
Didn't even need a calculator for that.
Yeah, so
math.
Hey, the Jets, they'll get after you pass rush wise. So
they got nothing to lose.
No, they do not.
Aaron Glenn, I would think you're just sending the house.
Send Johnson and McDonald, assuming they both play.
I mean,
bringing safeties.
Get after it.
Bone, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, we got Cordell Woodland joining us and Jim Bowden, who it's been a little bit since we had him on. And in his latest piece for The Athletic, teams are calling about Adley Rutschman. Could Adley Rutschman be on the move?
You know where I stand on that.
And also, I don't think we've had him on since the promotion got.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The debacle of the silent promotion.
Yes.
By the way, no Adley promotions.
The checks and balances they're bringing in are. None.
No,
they're
bringing
in zero checks.
They don't need any now.
Yeah, Adley, and we brought this up a couple weeks ago. John Mioli wrote about it too. There's a billboard. I pass it every single day going home on Falls Road with, promoting season tickets. And it's Sam, Jackson, and Gunner, no Adley. And the promotion schedule, which they announced, last week, 2 weeks ago? Kind of early. No Adley promotions.
Do we have a Birdland caravan again?
I mean, look, that doesn't mean that they're going to trade him.
I'm not saying
though.
They're trading him.
It's
weird.
Probably not, like, if he was going to get an extension, I think it would be, you'd be hearing about those talks right now. It would be now or never.
It's a little weird.
In that regard.
That's what Jim Bowden said the last time we had him on.
He also said you better hope Tyler.
Credit if they traded
Tyler O'Neill.
I don't think they have the balls, the sense, the common sense, the chutzpah. Like, I don't think they have the self-scouting that would be required to say, let's move on from this while we can. I don't think they possess any of those traits, but I'd love for them to prove me wrong.
By the way, the last time he was on, I think he said, you better hope Tyler O'Neill opts out, and alas, he did not.
Yeah, and I looked at Bum right there, and I'm like, you're stuck with this guy.
Yeah,
this guy's going to play about 35 to 50 games, and he's going to be a DH.
Hall of Fame person, though.
Yes.
Good guy.
Kids love him.
Good guy at batting practice.
Maybe your favorite guy to talk to.
Yeah. He was nice.
You were blown away.
Kinda, he was a nice guy.
You'd like to have a coffee with him at Tim Hortons. Think you would.
If I'm up in Canada, I might just stay. Get me up to Canada. I might not come back.
Coming up next, it's Infinity Sports Radio. Followed by Monday Night Football, Westwood One's coverage. It's the Raiders hosting the Cowboys. You'll hear it right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.